high call of God in Christ Jesus. See, there's a high calling that we all have been asked to obtain and reach. There's this high calling that's out there. Whenever I say high, it doesn't mean as far as stature goes. It means as far as the importance of that which God has asked us to do is high. It's of high importance. It's weighty. We use the term glory. Glory is the word kabod, is what you find out in the Hebrew in the Old Testament, which means heavy. You know, whoa, that's heavy, dude. It's the same thing. It's a high, heavy calling that God has placed on us. Forgetting those things that are behind and pressing towards the mark, pushing towards the mark, obtaining every single day, to push, to press, to try to obtain every single day. I mean, the world has it figured out, y'all. I was looking the other day, I was trying to find a planner. I needed a planner for my office because, you know, there's a lot that I'm having to do and, like, it's getting a little bit too frayed. You know how it is whenever you got a lot going on? It's just like, oh, my God, you know, there's stuff all over the place and nothing's being done, being handled right and being handled to the best of your ability and in excellence. So, you know, I get this planner to try to help me obtain excellence. You know, I need to get back to that point because I've spent the majority of my life doing things in an excellent manner, and they're not being done in an excellent manner, and I need to get them back to that level. Now, you notice I use the word excellent, not perfect, because none of us are perfect, never will be. Just don't worry about that, but do your best, right? And so anyway, what I'm doing right now is not my best, so I need a planner to help me get there. My phone, I've tried with my phone. It just ain't working for some reason. I got to write it down. I don't know why, but I got to put it on paper. I don't understand it, but that's just me, okay? So start looking for planners. There's about 50 million of them out there that you buy. You can spend anywhere from $19 to $500 on these things. I mean, they got all kinds of them out there. They got some that's got stickers on them. They got some that's got little red colored tabs. They got some that's got four or five different little ribbons in them. They're just everywhere. You just go look them, you get them. Then you find out that once you start searching for these things on Google, next thing you know, when you're on Facebook and Instagram, that's the only thing you see is a bunch of stinking planners coming up because you got all these cookies following you everywhere you go, and you know, you just... It's just amazing. So the point that I'm trying to get to, though, is that the world has this stuff figured out. They've got it figured out, my dear friends and brothers and sisters in Christ. The world has this stuff figured out because every single one of those planners that I looked at in the top corner or in the middle of it or at the bottom of it, it said goals for this week, goals for this month, goal for today, goals for this year. When was the last time you sat down and put down on paper or digitally those goals and things that you know you're supposed to accomplish this year, week, month? When was the last time you did that? When was the last time we put down what we're supposed to be pressing for? We're supposed to press for the high call of God. If it's as high and as heavy and as big and we see as we expect it to be, those things that we expect them to be in God, if it's really that important, why aren't we just writing it down and making it plain? The world has it figured out. They've got this thing down pat, man. The enemy, his folks, his people, they got it figured out. That's the reason why we're having all the trouble in the world that we're having. The church has not done its job. We have sat back on our laurels and watched things happen, wondering why they won't change. That's what we do. Complaining because stuff is not like it should be. And it's real simple. God told us in Habakkuk chapter 2 that you're supposed to take that vision that he has given you. Take those goals that he's given you. The dreams, the wants, the things that he's placed in the middle of your heart that's right at the center of your soul. There was some that are up here to pray. I just like, you know what you're supposed to be doing. If all of us just stopped for a minute and did a heart check right now, you know. You know. Cutting back all of the distractions of the world, cutting back all the social media distractions that we have, cutting back all the TV, cutting back all the people, all the drama, all the junk. You cut all that back, get down to your heart, you know. Every last one of us does. It's silly for us to sit back and act like we don't know what God wants us to do. Yes, you do. He's smart enough to let you know. He's put it on the inside of you. It's just whether or not you want to. You might be, oh man, I got to be careful. It might be, this might be my last time to preach. Paul's back there looking at me. He's oh, I got a thumbs up. Good. I'll keep going then. No, I'm playing. You know what it is there to do, but it might be that we just don't have the drive, is a good way to put it. We don't have the want to. We don't have the ambition. We don't have the press. Because we don't understand how high the call really is. And you have to keep in mind, when it comes to God and the things of God, it's not necessarily what it seems like, what it may look like, that's important. Because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that we don't see are eternal. When you begin to look at what God has asked you to do, hey, go pick up that piece of paper. That is a high call. Go clean the toilets in the church is a high call. Lay your hands on those sick people at Walmart is a high call. Speak to that person about what Jesus has done for them is a high call. Smile at them is a high call. Treat them nice is a high call. Any of that that God has asked us to do is a high, heavy, weighty call. And we take it and we treat it like it's a dirty piece of rag. We don't cherish that which our Father has given us. We don't take that which He has given us and put it on such a pedestal to where it needs to be and press for it. I don't feel like doing it today. Not today, Lord. Maybe tomorrow. No, I can't call them right now because I'm too busy. I can't get it done right now, Lord, because that money that you're telling me to give, I can't give that at church because we got all this other stuff that we need to take care of. You know, like I got to pay my cell phone bill, and I got to pay for my Netflix, and I got to pay for my DirecTV. And y'all remember that TV that I was going to buy, Lord? I was going to get that TV and get that done. We're taking the frivolous things of life and turned them into necessities for some reason. Our internet got cut off. When was that, baby? You remember when that was? That wasn't too long ago. When was that, Joseph? It's been a month or two ago. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we gotta ask Joe because Joe knows. Anyway, Suddenlink, I don't know what happened. They got their money, all right. Don't think that I didn't pay the bill. I paid the bill because they get their money every month. It's just drafted. Whammo, they just get it. Wham, they get it. Wham. I don't even know if they're getting what they're supposed to get or not. They just take it. Anyway, Suddenlink got their money, but the internet just quit working. It was like the internet stopped at the Lee household for some reason. I mean, I even called them. I was like, what's going on? And I don't know. We restarted everything about 12 times. And they told me to go get us something else and do this. And maybe you need to buy this other modem and all this other stuff. I woke up the next morning and it was fine. I have no idea what happened. I think they screwed something up and didn't want to tell me. But anyway, my point being is that at the time that thing went off, when that internet shut off, you'd have thought that our legs got cut off. That we lost our arms and our legs and we were just wallowing around. Using our head to try to get somewhere. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, okay. It was amazing. It was amazing. Amazing. It was like ridiculous how much we rely on and want the internet access. It's become a necessity. And so we think about those things that are important to us now. How high is the call of being able to watch Netflix? How high is that for real? How weighty is that? Kind of a light thing. But the things of God, I'm serious. Pick up the piece of paper. I was walking in the hallway earlier before we got going, and I looked down and there was a nail laying there, like about that long. What size is that? Is that like a 2-penny nail or something? I don't know. Six or an eight penny nail. Seven maybe. Ginger said 6 3/4. Okay. Anyhow, The nail was laying on the ground. And this seems like a simple story, but it plays out to exactly what I'm trying to get to you. The nail's laying on the ground. I just got here at the church. I'm walking around doing my thing. I'm trying to get my mind right because I got to do this preaching thing this morning. And I'm just kind of bebopping around drinking my coffee, and I look down and there's a nail. And to be quite honest, I was like, somebody needs to pick that up. The first thing that went through my mind is somebody needs to pick that up. You believe that? I mean, I'm called of God, and I won't pick up something in his house? What is that? And so anyway, yeah, the Holy Ghost stopped me and said, you might want to pick it up. And I said, yes, sir. So I bent down and I got the nail. I took it to Miss Leanne. And she had said that she picked up several of them. But that right there, when the Holy Ghost spoke and said, pick up the nail, that became my high calling right then. As soon as it come out of his mouth, it carried glory and weight with it, which means that I should honor that which I've been asked to do and do it in the best of my ability. I was the best nail picker-upper right then whenever it happened. I bent down, boy. I didn't even bend my back. I bent my knees like I'm supposed to. And I got down there and I got it. And I said, there you go, Lord. Let me go find somebody to give this nail to. Because I am in the middle of the perfect will of God. Watch me move in the things of God. Amen. And there's no telling in the spirit what happened when I did that. Because all of a sudden, I'm doing God's perfect will. Like, boom, like that. Perfect will of God right here. It wasn't laying hands on the sick. It wasn't talking in tongues. It wasn't being prophecy. It wasn't preaching. It wasn't even sharing the gospel. It was simply doing that which my Father had asked me to do and doing it with the best of my ability and making it important. Pressing, pressing, pressing for the things of God. He has called us for so much. We miss it because we think it's so little and insignificant. It was a nail on the ground. I could have just left it there. Left it alone. Clayton had picked it up if he could have saw it. He couldn't. But if he would have saw it, he would have picked it up, you know. He'll get there. Oh, you wore your glasses today. He could see it, yeah. It seemed insignificant. But the importance of a high call to do that which God is asking us to do. Now think about you. We're going to stop talking about me. We're going to talk about you now. Let's think about you real quick. This past week, be honest with yourself. Really be honest. This past week, what did God tell you to do that was so small that either you didn't take the time or you did not have enough ambition to do? There's got to be something. Because we all miss it. Every last one of us is going to miss it. We're not perfect. We try to walk in excellence as best we can, but we're not perfect. Now, thinking about that which God has asked you to do and you didn't do, what did you miss out in the spirit that you've been praying for and asking for because that obedience was not met? What happened in the spirit? See, we have to keep in mind that we are no longer of this world. We have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We are in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. We are no longer of this place, of this world, this realm, whatever it is you want to call it. This ain't home no more. We just passing through is what they say. They say that you're looking at my earth suit. This is just what I wear while I'm here, but this is not really what I look like. It's my suit that I put on while I'm here on this earth. This is no longer our home. What you see is only the outward expression of that which is on the inside of me that's been created by God and made brand new in Christ Jesus. I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. This that you see on the outside is just the manifestation of that which was created by God before I even got here. It's called a spirit. Pneuma is the word that the Old Testament uses. Or New Testament uses. When you begin to operate in the things of God, after being born again, after being brought into this kingdom that I'm talking about, after being part of the family of God, when you begin to operate in this thing, everything changes to where that which you see is temporary, but the stuff that you don't see is eternal. Therefore, your operation and your movement should not be focused upon that which you see anymore. Are y'all with me? I don't want to lose you. I'm trying to get somewhere. That which you see and the things that you touch and feel and that you want, those stuff, you don't operate in that realm anymore. You operate in the Spirit because you are now Spirit. You are of the Spirit. You've been born again. You've been joined with the Spirit of God. His Spirit, your Spirit, mixed together like Kool-Aid and water. You are together with Him. You walk in Him. You live in Him. He becomes everything to you. So everything that you do and every step that you take and every move that you make, I'll be watching every single day. Anyway. All of that is done in the Spirit now. And when we find ourselves operating in that which God has called us to do, the entire spirit realm changes. No matter what it looks like over here. In the natural. It may look like just picking up a 7-penny, 6¾-penny nail. In the natural, but in the spirit realm, the angels rejoiced because a child of God moved in this world on something God said to do. All right. Sorry, the director was telling me that I got out of the camera, so the camera's having a hard time keeping up with me. I went too far into the spirit. Y'all see that? See, not in the spirit.
In the spirit.
In the spirit. Near. Far. You're tracking with me, right? The simple little things. The little things. Hey, I don't know if I'm right. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, somewhere up in there, it talks about getting some foxes. I think I'm right. Man, I hope I am, because I'm putting myself on the spot right here. I think it's chapter 2, verse 10, maybe. Somebody get there. I'm making it up on the spot right now. It is happening right now. Song of Solomon, y'all know where that is? It's in the Old Testament somewhere. Page 495. I was wrong. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Yup. Little foxes. Somebody search Google. 215. Boom. I said 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15. Yeah. There we go. Look at that. Catch us the foxes. In the King James, I think it says, yay, the little foxes that do what? Spoil the vine. It's the little things in the Christian walk that'll trip you up. You know, you've heard the devil's in the details. That's because he's trying to keep you out of them. He wants to keep you out of the details, so he does everything he can to stay in them and just get you out of them. He's always wanting you to stay out of the details. He don't want you worrying about the little things. He wants you to be concerned about all the big stuff that's going on. Oh, my God. Did you see what Trump did? Oh, my God. The world is just coming to an end. Oh, my God. The liberals are just going crazy. Oh, my God. We're going to have to vote whether or not we could smoke dope in Louisiana. Oh, my God. We got all this big stuff that we're looking at, and we're missing in the little things. The little things. The little foxes that will spoil the vine. If we're not careful, church, we'll miss God. We'll be pressing for the wrong thing. We won't be pressing for the high call of God in Christ Jesus. We'll be pressing for the low call of myself. The low call of some distraction that the enemy has put in our way. Y'all tracking? That wasn't what I was going to preach at all. It wasn't even preaching. It was more like a talk. So let's do this. Let's do this. Let's get right with God real quick on that which we know we hadn't done. Somebody had a nail that they were supposed to pick up this week that they didn't pick up, including me. I'm talking about myself. There's a nail I was supposed to pick up that I didn't pick up earlier in the week, but I did this morning. Amen. So let's get right in our heart. Get your heart right. Thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us. Your word says that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, Father, I know that it may look like a simple, small matter to me, but to you it was a high call that I didn't meet. So, Lord, right now, we all come to you together as a family and as a church, and we ask you, Lord, to forgive us where we missed you this week and in the times before. And, Father, we pledge right now that we'll do our best going forward. Give us another opportunity to show our quality, to show our character to you, to show our love to you, Father, to show you how important what you say is to us. Give us an opportunity. We pledge to you and to ourselves that we'll do our best to walk out that which you've asked us to do. In Jesus' name. Now, if you stay in this kind of atmosphere, in this kind of a thought process, you know, if you've never asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life, then what I'm saying just don't make a whole lot of sense at all. And I just feel impressed to give whomever it is an opportunity to make heaven their home. You know, if you ever ask the question, when you die, will you go to heaven? And you cannot answer yes, then I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. See, I made a choice several years ago in 1987 that I was going to make Jesus my Lord. Then I spent the next 5 years or 9 years trying not to. However, after that, I got it right. And now Jesus is the Lord of my life. Heaven is my home. I'm no longer of this world. I'm of His world. So if you don't have that testimony, if you don't have that kind of story in your life, raise your hand. And I'll pray with you. And we'll get it right. We'll make heaven your home. And Jesus your Lord. Anybody. I don't hardly ever do this. Yeah, Paul needs to be prayed for. Somebody pray for Paul. He's the pastor of the church, those of y'all that are not. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So let's all stand, brothers and sisters in Christ.